Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. As I've struggled for many years to maintain a healthy weight, I've blamed my desk job as an academic.
But to be honest, a big reason I gained the weight is because I love food, and much of it was unhealthy. A couple of years ago, I got serious about my health and began to lose weight.
Norbert, it made you think a lot about intermittent fasting, which cuts down on calories. It restricts food intake on alternate days, 5 days a week, or to just 8 hours a day.
An added benefit is that animal studies suggest it can slow aging, and a recent study in people showed the same result.
220 non-obese healthy people were divided into two groups. One that ate their normal diet, while the other ate a quarter fewer calories. For a diet based on 2,000 calories a day, that would be 500 calories.
Going from 2,000 to 1,500 calories isn't easy. Researchers took blood samples when the study began, and then again after 1 and 2 years.
They analyzed changes in DNA and white blood cells for biological aging. When they looked at measures for pace of aging, it was slowed for the group on caloric restriction up to 3%.
That's just for 2 years, though. No one knows what will happen over a longer period. When they estimated their risk of early death, the drop was even more dramatic at 10 to 15%.
Wow, that's striking. But caloric restriction can cause muscle weakness, lower immune responses, among other effects. Check with your doctor first.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.